Save the Semantics, episode 31. It is... what day is it today? It is May 12th, 2018. Really coming on with these episodes, aren't I? I just have some time on my hands. That's kind of all. Also, I just need, like... this is just kind of my moment to, what's the word? Recuperate? Relax, I guess. Revitalize. I don't know. You know, it's been a long couple of weeks. I'm not going to lie. It's been a long couple of weeks. So, I don't know. Yeah, I've just kind of been doing these somewhat recently, just getting shit off my chest and all that. It's been good though. It's been good. I felt better, you know. I'm feeling better. That's what I'm trying to say. I uploaded, our most recent episode of, Hip Hop Discovery, Cardi B, that should be up. I'm still trying to figure out how the iTunes thing sort of works, because when I, like, I don't know if this is happening for some people, but when I look at the, when you look at the mobile site for podcast, or the mobile app for the podcast app on your, you know, your iOS device, like, you can't, it only goes to, like, episode 18 or something like that. I guess, like, there's, like, a cutoff for how many episodes you can view or something like that. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what's up with that. But you can still view it on iTunes for some reason, which I don't really understand. I don't know. My computer is so fucking old. It's like, it's a MacBook Air 2011. I have no idea. I'm still don't really know if I want to purchase a new one. I'll probably just wait until after I graduate, to be honest. Anyways, yeah. I've been uploading a lot more recently. Just because, like, I feel like there's just some... it just feels good. You know, it just feels good for the most part. Like I said, it's not, it's like, I'm being more consistent. It's just, I'm not being very, like, what's the word? I'm not being, I'm not doing it in, like a timely manner, you know? Like, it's just kind of, right now, it's just, like, an overflow of good stuff coming out. Last month, I only posted, like, a few times, so I'm trying to kind of make up for that, doing this. I thought of, like, what... here I go again, just talking about the podcast itself. Just rename it. But I've been thinking of, like, ways of trying to, like, obviously ways to, like, improve it for the most part. Buying a new microphone and shit like that. I've already mentioned that previously, but also, like, in terms of, like, marketing and stuff. You know, I know that's, like, it sounds kind of silly, but just sort of like. Ways to, I guess, like, ways to, like, push it forth more, like, obviously, like, I don't, maybe not obviously, but I don't necessarily care all that much about, like, the ad revenue, or if I even get any, like, sponsors or anything like that. I'm not really at that point yet, because I know, obviously, I don't have the following, and I don't have, like, the budget, so it's just kind of hard to get to that point at the moment, but it's a work in progress, this is, like, you know, I don't know, yeah, like I said, like, I should just rename this to, like, how to make a pod, or, like, how not to make a podcast. Like, I actually, like, kind of looking back is, like, kind of, you know, it's just, I don't really do a whole lot of research on just certain topics, because, you know, like I mentioned, it's just not super important, but I think it does kind of matter in a way. Podcasting has sort of been around for a good while. Like with the sort of with the creation of, like, the RSS feed, that's when podcasting started to become more, I guess, more ubiquitous, like, easier to use, easier for people to, like, me to use, you know. It's incredibly simple. I'm really just, the process is, like, you know, I record it, on this application currently, right? And, like, the audio quality, like I've mentioned, is not terrible, right? Obviously could use some improvements, but yeah, I do the recording, I save it onto my computer, and then I upload it onto the website. It's so easy, like, it's just crazy, like, and I'm sure there were just so many more, like, loopholes and rings that you had to jump through when you were initially, like, podcasting, like in the early, you know, early 2000s, when it started just becoming more, like, just more, like, more of a thing, you know, so it's crazy how much more streamlined it's become, so easier for just, like, anyone to really get started and stuff like that. Now, whether or not, like, it's good is really dependent on who the person is, like myself, right? I still don't really know what I'm doing. I've already mentioned this previously. You already know that. But, in terms of, like, where, yeah, like, you know, the podcast projections and shit like that, I don't know yet. Like, I thought of, like, maybe starting, like, a website or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. How committed do I want this to be is the real question. Like, where do I place this on my list of like, importance and stuff like that? And it just, it really, like, I guess that it really varies based on how I feel at the moment. So, yeah, I guess that's sort of my reflection on how the podcast is sort of going, how I sort of do it methodically, shit like that, you know? I do have, like, statistics on the website, too. It's kind of interesting to look at, for sure. It's not really anything, like, crazy, but, yeah, that's that. Currently, the only two platforms, at least the only two platforms that I know that I can host these are on Player FM. So if you just look up Save the Semantics, Player FM, it should come up. Let me just try it right now, actually. I'm on my computer, so. Save the Semantics. Also, I should learn how to edit, too. It's really not that hard. I think it's just because I'm lazy. That's it. I feel like editing is just such a, like, arduous, is that the right word? Just such a, like, kind of a long process for, like, little things. I do enjoy editing. Like, when I do, like, interviews for the radio station, like, I actually don't mind doing, like, the editing process, but just sometimes it can be, like, a pain in the ass. And whenever you do an interview, you always have to make sure that, they don't, like, swear or anything like that, right? Because then violates FCC and shit like that, so that can be a bit of an issue at times. But I do enjoy interviewing people. Like, there's a various amount of people that are out there. Yeah, so if you just type in Save the Semantics, Player FM, it's the first thing that comes up. And it's already got it all set up here. I haven't actually really looked at this. Like, I just kind of know that it came up and stuff like that. Yeah, and on here, it looks like, let me see if, like, all of them show up. Let me just check. Yeah, it only goes to 18 for some reason. Like, I don't really understand that. Let me try this. Let's try episode 1. Episode 18? Episode 18 comes up. I don't know why episode 1 doesn't come up. Let's try magazine garbage. Garbage. Yeah, I have no idea why it doesn't happen. It's just kind of weird for some reason. I mean, it's not like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Let's check iTunes. Let's see how things are going. I feel like this would work better if this was a video as opposed to like a audio track or whatever, you know. Save the Semantics on iTunes for podcasts. Let's see where this goes. It's a nice day outside. I'm indoors. This is how it is, I guess. And then if I do it on here, and then, yeah, and then, like, yeah, it doesn't show up. Like, what the why doesn't all of it show up? I don't understand that. That's so weird. That's so weird. I need to check. Let me check. Now I'm, like, kind of worried for some reason. Let's just check, like, the publish and shit like that. Yeah, I have no idea. Like, it says, like, it's published and stuff. Yeah, I have no idea. I'll figure it out. Anyways, what to talk about? What to actually talk about instead of me just kind of rambling about shit? Not really a whole lot. Not a whole lot to update, really. Last episode was, what, just, like, a few days ago or something? Or no, it was, like, It was this week when I did, like, a recording and stuff. So there's not really a whole lot to update on anything, really. I'm trying to write this, this paper right now for this class. I'm probably already mentioned this. I'm taking this, writing class called Prison Narratives. It's a super intense class. Like, I was only taking it for, the smaller class. But it turns out just, like, the workload was it was much more than I expected. I have to, like, write 20 pages in total for the class. Whew. Yeah, it's some work for sure. That isn't to say the subject matter isn't interesting, because it is. It's pretty, it's very, like, it's kind of draining. It is talking about prison and shit like that. It's a very radical class for sure. Like, I know some people would definitely be turned off by it, but I'm relatively interested in the topic. One of the things that, like, kind of was, like, is sort of interesting to talk about, or interesting to, like, I guess discuss, within the context of the class is, it's a very weird, because it's not something that you usually think about, but thinking about, like, what is prison, in a sense? Or, like, how do you, like, what is the purpose of a prison and shit like that, right? Like, it's not that complicated, at least on surface level, right? The prison is just, it's there so that people who have, you know, violated the law are put there so they won't, you know, they're just kind of a nuisance to society, right? But then you kind of look deeper and then you see that maybe their crime doesn't really fit the bill, and shit like that. And then we kind of have these sorts of discussions, in class. It's a pretty different class for sure. The only issue is that there's 20 pages to write, which is, like, I don't know if I have that much reflection, you know? Like, even right now, I'm struggling to kind of be, like, talk about something. I'm just trying to, I just want to talk just for kind of the sake of talking, but 20 pages? I've never written 20 pages. Well, like, it's in, like, in a while, really. Like, I used to write a lot of essays in my writing or my English class in, like, senior year, but it's been a while since I've taken an English class or a writing class for that matter. So I guess, I don't know. It just sort of caught me unguarded. So it's like 15 pages for, like, one large kind of, compiled into, like, all your writing is compiled into one thing. And then there's, like, sort of the essay for the class. So it's a lot of work. And I'm, like, I'm already kind of busy. It's hard not to bitch about things. it's really hard not to bitch about things. I just don't like, I could have just dropped it, honestly. Like, I could have, but I don't know. My pride sort of kept me from doing it.
It's already too late anyway. It's like we're like halfway through the year or halfway through the quarter and shit. So there's not a whole lot else you can really say about it. This is a little while back. I feel like I already talked about this too, but I was just sort of thinking about the TV show. What was it called? I watched it a little while back. The Dear White People show on Netflix. I think it's still on Netflix. I'm not entirely sure. I watched that a little while back. It was just kind of funny, just sort of thinking about the main character is she has like a talk show or whatever where I need to like set up the thing now. I have to set up the story. I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad at explaining shit. So anyways, within the context of the show, it takes place at like a sort of like a prestigious liberal arts college. And one of the main character or one of the main characters is a talk show host at her college, right? And like one of the things that I thought was kind of funny was like she's very like opinionated and stuff. So it's like she was like swearing on the air, and it's just kind of funny because like that's just something that doesn't happen, that like doesn't really happen, especially since I'm kind of familiar with that. I thought that was funny. Great fucking story. Great story. And I'm pretty sure I already talked about it too, but you won't know that because you can't see the episode. Like, I don't understand this shit. Like, I'm trying to, like, I don't want to troubleshoot. I don't want to fucking do that. Like, I don't know how many people are actually willing to be, like, look at the thing and see, like, I don't fucking know. Just tell me how to do it, you know? We've become so, like, used to, like, I guess just so used to freaking just be things just given to you. Like if you just Google something, if you Google an answer, the answer is already going to be answered, right? Whether it's like the correct answer or not can depend on your specific issue or whatever, but you could just see, like, you just Google something and the answer is already there, right? We're just kind of used to that. That's just sort of how it's been for, like, the last few years. And I've just been, like, this fucking lazy fucker, you know? Haven't really done a whole lot. So the website I'm using is called Podbean. And it's telling me how to, like, troubleshoot it, I guess. All right. So publishing, how to publish a podcast episode, how to delete, blah, 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 blah. How do I set up my podcast episodes to the right URL, blah, stuff like this. But, let's just look at this. Ooh, this one might help. My podcast episode cannot be published. Sometimes a post may be empty or missing some text when you publish. No, that's not it. That's not it. I'll figure it out. I just want to figure it out now because I'm just not... whatever. Anyways, this has just been me, like, kind of bitching throughout the episode. Maybe I should do, like, another cooking episode. Actually, no. That doesn't make any fucking sense, because, like, you can't see me again, you know? And I don't know when I'm actually going to do, like, a video podcast sort of thing. I don't know if I'm going to actually do that, you know? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. In the future. You know? Anything sort of kind of in the realm of possibilities. I have sort of noticed, though, that... I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but, like... And, like, advertisements have just gotten kind of creepy. Like, very creepy to the point where it's just like, do you just watch me just... Do you just see me everywhere? I mean, the answer is probably yes, right? But it's just, like, whenever I watch, like, YouTube or some shit, they're always, like, throwing me these recommendations for items like... Wait, how the fuck do you know that I'm going through that right now? Like, sometimes I'll throw in, like Grammarly or something like that, which is like a common thing, I guess, but it's just still kind of creepy because they know that I'm like a college student, obviously based on my searches, but still, like, you could kind of warrant some kind of privacy. Well, that doesn't even matter anymore, right? But it's just, like, I feel like advertisements have gotten kind of creepy, right? Like, they're just so customized for you. They just fit the bill for you. You're like, yeah, why wouldn't I use that, right? I should use that, actually. You know? That's a great deal. I'll be saving money, and it would benefit me. That's creepy. I don't like that. Like, I mean, you like it because it's, like, really comforting, and, like, it's nice to know that there's products, like, that are perfectly suited for you. But it's creepy because it's just knowing that there's someone over your shoulder just watching you all the time, right? Like, is that just not... Am I wrong in saying that? Like, and how do you, like, combat that? Like, you can't do shit about it. Obviously, you can, like, report the ad, but there's nothing you can do to change the corporate landscape in any way, right? Advertisements are always going to do that kind of thing. There's the... God, I'm going to sound so, like, out of touch, like, young person, but I know there's that one movie where the guy has the glasses, and he can see, like, the advertisements. They say something, like, about, like, you, like, this is, you know what movie I'm talking about? It's just, like, the one where, like, advertisements say what they actually mean, as opposed to just being, like, a pretty picture or something like that. I forgot what that movie was called. I've never actually seen, I've only seen that one scene because it's, like, iconic, you know, where it's just, like, the dude's just taking the glasses on and putting them back on, taking them off and then putting them back on, and he sort of sees, like, the actual truths of the advertisements, which I think is, like, kind of funny, you know, and, like, now it's just not even, like, it's just so blatant, they're just so obvious, you know. Next, I'm just gonna be getting, like advertisements for podcasting. It's like, do you need help with your podcasting issues? Like, do you see that some of your episodes are not coming up on iTunes or Player FM? And it says exactly that, and you're like, yeah, actually, yeah, I could use some help on that. God, that's so creepy to think about. This has kind of been sort of a meandering episode. Actually, that's like every fucking episode. Honestly. This is just going to be the troubleshooting episode. And at the end of the episode, I have solved nothing. So, that's just where we are right now. Anyways, thanks for listening as always. And yeah, just stick around for any more episodes in the future. No shit. And I'll see you guys later. See ya.